right. So Didi gives his comments here in our post-game show, and now Coach Matt Johnson will join us. The final statistics in this one, really the only statistic that we need to tell you is 82-58. But Matt, your team only had 4 turnovers the whole game, 1 in the first half. That's incredible.
Yeah, I'd like to say it's been like that all year long, but we both know that's not the case.
That would not be a correct. That would be a lie. That's what they call it.
It would be a lie. No, we took care of the ball. We did exactly what we set out to do. You know, we controlled the tempo. We put them in positions that I don't think they were real excited to be in, and you know, we just had some guys make some plays. We hit. Everything gets a lot easier when you start making some shots, and we made some early.
You did, and you shot 32 for 71 for the game, so that's 42.1. And there was a stretch when it was, you know, I believe we counted 9 of 11 trips down the floor you scored, 9 out of 11 consecutive trips, and 4 of them were threes, and that's huge. That's separation right there.
Yeah, no, it is. It absolutely is. That's exactly what we need to do. And I don't know that we can expect to score 9 out of 11 possessions every night out, but you know, you need to be able to make baskets when you get good looks. You need that, and we did that tonight. But it all came down to discipline. You know, we stayed the course. We stuck to our game plan. Our guys were disciplined enough to get the looks we wanted to, and when you do, good things happen.
Didi and Jabril did a fabulous job on Bear, didn't they?
Oh, my goodness. He's one of the better players we played all year. I know he ended up with 14 points, but he had 5 of them at the free throw line and a lot of them late. So everything considered, I thought we did a fantastic job on him. Jabril especially early, and then Didier came in and locked him up as well. So we're very good effort from those guys. And our help defenders did a great job. It was the best defensive effort that we've had as a group, I think, at any point this year.
Let me ask you what it means to you personally to get your first playoff win here as a Norris coach. I know you always deflect the praise to your guys, but this has to feel, I mean, this is the program you built.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. I really appreciate that. That means a lot, but I didn't do much today. Our guys came out and did it, you know. When you've got good guys that work hard and get after it, you know, good things are going to happen. And I'm more happy for the kids. You know, there's been a lot of kids in the last couple of years that have built the foundation for this to take place, and I'm happy for them, you know, because they're every bit as much of a part of this as anybody else. But I'm really happy for the guys that are here right now. You know, you talked about it in our pregame interview that we took some lumps early and had some difficult games, and we did, and we struggled. Our win-loss record isn't nearly what we expect it to be typically, or what we want it to be. But our kids persevered. They got to work. They got after it. And so far, we're 1-0 and the only ones that matter. So I'll take it. And we're going to have our work cut out for us tomorrow, but the good thing is there is a tomorrow.
There is, and you look at this next game, and Botno is also short-staffed, very much so. Rochester Tech, we've seen them up there in a game that probably your guys should have won. There were some things that happened down the stretch, and they RCTC pulled it out. How do you handicap this next game?
You know what? I don't know. If you were going to ask me, I think it's going to be an absolute dogfight. I think Dakota College at Botno is very, very good. Rochester obviously beat us by 2 earlier this year at their place. A historically strong program. You know, Coach LaPlante has been at Rochester for a long time, been in numerous national tournaments. They're tournament ready and proven. And I just think this is going to be a heck of a basketball game. And no matter which one we have to play tomorrow, it's going to be an all-out war, and our guys are going to have to be ready to go.
Well, Matt, congratulations on this win.
I appreciate it, Jack. Thank you.
Okay.